proceed on then to item six, which is our update on the pension administration project. Very important item. So, Gail, I will turn this over to you. There you are. I think you're on mute. Yeah.
We are in the process of moving over Siegel to provide an update to the board on our pension administration system project.
Yes.
And today we have Jesse Rivera here from Siegel Consulting to provide an update to the board.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Mr. Rivera. Good morning. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and all of the board. If we can bring up the slide, please.
There we are.
Great. We can move to the first slide on that. Great. Thank you. This is a recap of our discussion on June 8th, just as a refresher. What we did last time was we confirmed the commitment from CSERA, Sagitech, and Siegel as far as the commitment and engagement to the success of the project, which was great. We also confirmed that the subcontractors that were needed to help get the project back on track have been hired and have been engaged. And the updates to the project plan are in the final stages of review. So, and we are proceeding forward with the most recent reviewed project plan. We go to the next slide. So as stated, the re-baseline project plan has been reviewed. We are moving forward with it. We have updated our assessment to move the project from where it was in red status to green status, but it does remain a very aggressive schedule and very optimistic as well. So we are sticking with the schedule. We are moving forward, but it is extremely aggressive. So not a lot of wiggle room in the project. Having said that, progress is being made, as you can see from the percentages under the third bullet there. So the team is moving forward in aggressive fashion, which is good news. Doesn't mean there's not plenty of spirited conversations that come along with these types of projects, but they're resulting in productive outcomes, which is good. We can go to the next slide. This is a schedule per request from the board, just at a high level to see the different phases associated with the project and the overall status. As you can see, phases 1 through 3 have been completed. Phase 4 is in the final rounds of completion and on track to complete on September 9th. And phase 5, which is the heart of the implementation, remains on track to complete 11/16/23. Next slide. And this was a request from the board just to delve into the project a little bit deeper to get an understanding of the core piece of the project, which is phase 5, and the different pilots associated with that. As you can see, there's been movement here. Pilot 1 is underway and it's close to completion and on track to complete in March. And the table on the bottom of the slide delves into that pilot more specifically and denotes completion of the various tasks of the project. And with that, are there any questions from the board that I can answer?
Are there any Jerry Holcomb has your hand up.
I have one question. If I could go back to slide 3. There's an indication here that the requirements confirmation has been completed. In fact, it was completed last September. Back to slide 2. There we go, slide 3. Has there been any, I guess, yellow flag slippage with regard to requirements? It's always been my experience that this is one of the toughest things to keep track of, and hopefully there is a procedure, a formalized procedure for any change, modification in the requirements. Can either you or Gail answer that question about whether or not requirements have indeed been frozen and whether or not there's been any slippage in that assumption?
Yeah, the preliminary requirements have been obtained. If we go to the next slide, Mr. Director, the bottom table, that you see that row where it states elaboration and design?
Yes, right? See that?
That's where the requirements really get expanded. So the initial requirements have been obtained, but then there's further discussion on those requirements and really understanding what is it that they truly mean. Each of the different, there's 3 pilots where those requirements are expanded upon and detailed out to be more specific so that we can make sure that the functionality of the system does represent what is needed as described in those requirements.
But you've got a complete or a finish date of August 5, 2022, which is about a week from now. And I guess the question is that on track?
Yeah, we believe it's on track. Where it's at 96% at this point. So for pilot one, we believe we should be able to complete the requirements corresponding to pilot one by August 5th.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you've had far more experience than I have with the projects. And I don't have any reason to believe that this is not working satisfactorily, this effort to nail down the requirements. But inevitably, the longer a project goes, the more opportunity there is for someone to say, you know what, we really ought to change this now that we know more than we did a year ago, or we ought to add this. And I guess I just want to make sure there's some guardrails up to make sure that there's a robust process that we go through to consider any changes to requirements, because that's a project killer.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mr. Director. And those discussions are being had. Those items do come up, to be very frank with you. Those are what result in what I term, my own terminology for that is spirited conversations, where there are discussions on changes to requirements, whether those changes are really needed. And we get into active discussions with DeSera and Sagitech to make sure that we come to the right outcome, whether that is a change that is needed and whether the change can be accommodated into the existing schedule.
Okay. Okay, I made my point. Okay, thank you.
And just to comment on that, as Jesse mentioned on the schedule, the elaboration and design phase that Jerry Holcomb mentioned is scheduled to finish on August 5th. In those elaboration and design sessions, what's really happening is that there's a further detailed discussion on what certain requirements mean and in practice what it's going to look like in the system. So this is really a lot of the meat and potatoes of the system development is happening in these sessions, where we have a number of folks involved to make sure that we're not looking over certain things, and that we have a system that is really effective for us. Having said that, I do want to mention that, you know, reducing the turnaround time and retirees getting their first check, that remains a top priority for CICERA. You know, it's something that we've been working on over the years, and definitely this year is a different year compared to prior years in relation to the number of applications we've received. But it's still something that has been a challenge in the past. And even besides the high number of applications we've received this year, it's something that on a go-forward basis, we definitely want to improve even our normal year turnaround times. Because I think that, you know, it's the right thing for our members. It's the right thing to do for the system and for CICERA's members. And so, you know, we've made changes this year to some of our processes around processing the applications. We're continuing to look at what changes need to be made for next year prior to system implementation, and also what are things that we might need to adjust, even in looking at some of the things that we have in place right now for Sagitech. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want to have schedule slippage. You know, that's one thing, right? We don't want to have a slippage in our schedule, and we don't want to have cost overruns, but it's something that we need to meaningfully have a good discussion on when there are things that need to get adjusted that are directly impacting our members and can improve the service we're providing to them, and not only improving the service, but also ensuring that they're getting those first benefit checks in a timely manner, because we know how important those are. And that if we say we're going to give you a check in so many days, that we are doing that, and that we're trying to even, you know, better the number of days that we're processing. So I did want to make that mention about the first retirement checks, because it's something that is definitely on the top of our minds, especially this year. And, you know, we're not looking at this year as just being a one-off year. We're also looking at, okay, what can we change to do and to improve things in the future as well. So I did want to make that comment.
All right. Thank you, Gail. Are there any other comments for Jesse or Gail? David, go ahead.
Jesse, I just want to understand the context of when you say where this is an aggressive schedule. So when we heard the pitch from Sagitech, I believe the schedule was proposed by them with confidence. And so I think we were under the impression that this was a reasonable schedule. So when we talk about aggressive schedule now, is that because of the situation that we're in, or because it wasn't realistic in the first place?
Well, thanks for the question, Mr. Director. No, the schedule was aggressive as reported in June. It was reasonable in that it can be done. We can accomplish the schedule But it is aggressive, and we have to adhere and push very hard to be able to deliver on this schedule. There's not a lot of wiggle room in this schedule. Project plans are developed typically with some buffer in the schedule, but there's very little in the schedule that we have today. So it remains aggressive, doable, but it is very aggressive, as I discussed in the last meeting.
And I would add to that that it has been further complicated by the challenges with Sagitech around staffing and providing a re-baseline schedule in a timely manner. You know, there's been a number of things that have occurred that have made it probably a more aggressive schedule than originally proposed. But I would say that originally it was this is something we need a new system in place. We all acknowledge that. And we knew from the onset that this was possibly a little bit more on the aggressive side. And I think that with the issues that Sagitech has had, it's made it become slightly more aggressive than originally anticipated. But as Jesse just mentioned, it's still doable. But I think it's an important thing to note that, you know, there could be, it's something we're definitely laser focused on. So
yeah, I guess it, you know, it bears repeating. There's you know, other than meeting our monthly obligations for benefits and keeping the trust corpus growing, this is the most important thing we do in terms of our day-to-day is to manage this to replace the current system. There's nothing more important we're doing now. This is the top priority beyond what I obviously mentioned, which is meeting our obligations and you know, growing the fund. So I know everybody knows that, but it's worth repeating. Yes. And if the schedule is aggressive, so be it. Then we need to be aggressive to stay after the schedule. And I would encourage you, Jesse, and Gail, and I've had this conversation, if there's any lumber on the railroad track that's gonna prevent attainment of the schedule, raise our hand. You know, that there's given this type of time frame and what needs to be done, if there's an early warning that needs to be sounded, or if there's an issue that comes up, I don't want anybody to feel like they can't raise their hand and say, we have a problem, we need to deal with it. So probably the only things you already know, but I think as a board, that's the most important thing. We can't do anything if we don't know about it. So if there's an issue that arises, or if there's a concern about meeting a schedule, I just want to encourage everybody on the team to raise your hand. We'll deal with it, but we have to know.
Understood, and very much appreciated, Mr. Chair.
We don't punish those deeds for raising our hands. So it's critical in a situation like this, particularly when the schedule is aggressive. So appreciate the information. Any other questions for Jesse and or Gail? I'm looking on the sidebar here. I don't see any other hands up. Well, thank you, Jesse. So vigilance is the byword.
Okay.
Going to be required. Thank you.
You bet.